You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you're listening to the Top News Podcast. From the ups and downs in the market, formation of a bad bank, to the latest on the pandemic, I'm back here with the top updates from India and around the world. Let's get started with the top headlines of September 16th, and as we progress, I'll share more details. Well, Sensex touched 59,000 today as the market scaled a new high. Nifty too rose to 17,600 during today's session. I'll also tell you about Vodafone Idea shares rally following the telecom relief package approval. ITC's shares too witnessed an 8% upswing in early trade, which is its biggest intraday jump since May 2020. The Union Cabinet has cleared the formation of a bad bank, National Asset Reconstruction Company, but more details on that later. Meanwhile, the RBI Deputy Governor has said that inflation in India is likely to ease only gradually. On the COVID front, you'll be happy to know that daily vaccinations in the country have been over 50 lakh for the last 10 consecutive days. Meanwhile, industry experts say hotel occupancy is back at 70% in the second quarter as travel has picked up. In some more good news, the State Bank of India has announced festive offers and home loans will now be available at 6.70% irrespective of the amount. First up, let's take a look at the formation of the bad bank, National Asset Reconstruction Company Limited, which has received the cabinet nod. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has announced that the government will guarantee up to ₹30,600 crore for security receipts issued by the National Asset Reconstruction Company. This guarantee, which will hold for 5 years, can be invoked by NARCL for meeting the shortfall between face value of the security receipt and the actual realization upon resolution or liquidation. Alongside, the government is also setting up India Debt Resolution Company, in which PSU banks will hold a 49% stake. The bad bank will aggregate NPAs in banks' balance sheets for which full provisioning has been done and manage and then dispose of them professionally. This will in turn clean up banks' balance sheets. Next up, let's take a look at the market. The Indian equity benchmark indices scaled record highs during the session today. Sensex breached 59,000 for the first time, while the Nifty index scaled 17,600, and both the indices closed almost 0.5% higher, led by buying in the bank and financial stocks. Sensex closed at a record high of 59,141. This is the first time that the index has closed above 59,000. Reliance Industries, ITC and ICICI Bank were the biggest contributors to the gain in Sensex. On the other hand, the Nifty 50 index surged 110 points to end at 17,631, which is also an all-time closing high. The broader market supported the rally as both mid-caps and small-caps rallied almost 1% higher. Moving on to the rally in Vodafone Idea shares. They surged over 15% earlier in the day as the ailing telco took a breather after the centre approved a relief package for the telecom sector. The relief package comprises 5 processes and 9 structural reforms, including redefining adjusted gross revenue and a prospective moratorium of 4 years on telecom dues. Analysts say this move will give the debt-laden telco a relief worth ₹65,000 crore. Today was the best day for ITC shares in 16 months. ITC's shares soared nearly 7% to a 7-month closing high today, its single best day show since May 2020. The spike came after a long consolidation phase, offering only modest movements in a narrow range. Analysts say a breakout was due in the ITC stock, as fundamentally it has all the ingredients for a bounce. While there are no new triggers for the stock from a fundamental perspective, analysts have pointed out a few positives for the company. factors such as increasing consumption of cigarettes in tandem with gradual unlocking of the economy, improving hotel occupancy, and rising demand for FMCG as well as discretionary goods are behind the company's bright prospects. Next up, let's discuss the inflation concerns in the country. Reserve Bank of India Deputy Governor Michael Patra says that inflation in India is likely to ease only gradually and that the outlook on growth and inflation will help determine the future course of monetary policy. He said the analysis of inflation dynamics indicates that the easing of headline inflation from current levels is likely to be grudging and uneven. According to him, inflationary pressures are largely driven by supply shocks. Although shocks of this type are typically transitory, the repetitive incidence of shocks is giving inflation a persistent character. On policy action, Patra said the course of monetary policy will be shaped by the manner in which outlook for growth and inflation evolves. Next up, a look at news related to the pandemic. The COVID vaccination pace has definitely picked up in the country. For the past 10 days, India has been administering over 50 lakh COVID vaccine doses. The cumulative figure surged past 76 crore yesterday, that is September 15th. Meanwhile, there's some good news coming from one of the worst hit sectors, that is the hospitality sector. As the country continues to ease COVID restrictions, people are returning to try out travel and leisure destinations. And experts say occupancies across hotels have also picked up. In fact, Vishal Kamath, the director of Kamath Group, told CNBC TV18 that by and large, for near distances, hotel occupancies have been 70%+ in the second quarter. Of course, depending on hotel to hotel, some have performed better, while some have performed less. Amit Jaiswal, the CFO of Royal Orchid Hotels, also pointed to a similar trend. He said leisure destination hotels have seen 70%+ occupancies and business hotels are doing around 65-70%. In some more good news, the State Bank of India has launched a bouquet of festive offers for prospective home loan customers. In a first-of-its-kind initiative, the lender is offering credit score-linked home loans at 6.70% irrespective of the loan amount. SBI says that this offer results in a saving of 45 basis points, which translates into an interest saving of more than Rs. 8 lakh for Rs. 75 lakh loan with a 30-year tenure. Until now, the rate of interest applicable for a non-salaried borrower was 15 basis points higher than the interest rate applicable to a salaried borrower. Well, now SBI has removed this distinction and there is no occupation-linked interest premium being charged to prospective home loan customers. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any suggestion or query, do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that is CNBC TV18 podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top headlines of the day. Until then, stay tuned to CNBC TV18.com. Thank you for listening.